Few topics crystallize the current state of AI governance as sharply as the juxtaposition of two stories from this week. Anthropic published a new jailbreak severity framework, built in collaboration with Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, that rates AI security vulnerabilities on a five-tier scale from informational to critical. This is serious, methodical safety infrastructure work, a shared industry standard for communicating how dangerous a particular exploit is, similar to how cybersecurity professionals use the Common Vulnerability Scoring System for software vulnerabilities. The same week, a departing Trump administration AI advisor told the Financial Times explicitly that there will be no FDA-style regulatory oversight of AI under this administration.
The contrast is stark and deliberate. On one side, you have the major AI labs, including Anthropic, which, to be transparent, is an organization we have genuine respect for, doing the work of building safety frameworks voluntarily. On the other side, you have the federal government explicitly stepping back from any regulatory role that might resemble the pharmaceutical model, where products have to demonstrate safety before they're deployed at scale. The No FDA for AI framing from a departing official is notable because departing officials often speak more candidly than current ones. This wasn't a frustrated resignation letter. It was framed as a statement of policy fact.
The argument for the administration's position is that AI moves too fast for traditional regulatory frameworks, and that heavy-handed oversight would drive innovation offshore, primarily to China. There's a genuine tension there. The argument against is that no FDA worked fine for social media platforms in the 2010s, and we're still reckoning with the downstream social consequences of deploying those systems at scale without meaningful safety evaluation. The question is whether AI's potential harms are more like social media's gradual erosion of epistemics, or more like pharmaceutical failures, where people die within a measurable time frame. That framing matters for what kind of oversight is appropriate.
Peter Thiel's accusation that the Pope is working for Chinese communists on AI is worth examining because it reveals the ideological fault lines in this debate. Thiel has been a consistent voice against what he sees as the alignment of progressive institutions, including religious ones, with regulatory or cautionary approaches to AI that he believes serve Chinese strategic interests by slowing American development. The Pope has spoken about AI ethics and the need for international governance frameworks. Thiel is characterizing that as geopolitical collaboration with Beijing, which is a maximalist framing of a position that the Vatican would describe as moral concern for human dignity. These are genuinely incompatible worldviews about what AI development should prioritize.
ByteDance's research finding that AI agents follow predictable learning curves over long tasks is the kind of technical result that sounds incremental but actually has significant implications. If you can characterize how AI agent capability scales with task length, where the learning accelerates, where it plateaus, where errors compound, that's a roadmap for both improving the systems and for setting realistic performance expectations. ByteDance publishing this publicly, given its relationship to the Chinese tech ecosystem, will itself be scrutinized for what it reveals about TikTok's parent company's AI capabilities.
Alibaba's Elements Claw agent is the applied science story that deserves more attention than it's getting. The system screened 2.4 million crystal structures autonomously and identified four novel superconducting compounds, which were then verified in actual laboratory experiments. This is AI accelerating materials science discovery at a pace that human researchers simply cannot match through manual literature review and experimental iteration. Superconductors have profound implications for energy transmission, computing, and eventually transportation. Four verified new compounds from a single AI screening run is a meaningful scientific result, not just a benchmark demonstration.
Midjourney's legal maneuver is another data point in the ongoing battle over AI and intellectual property. The company is asking a judge to compel film studios to disclose whether and how they've been using AI in their productions. The context here matters. Midjourney is itself a defendant in copyright cases brought by artists and studios whose work was used to train its image generation models, compelling studios to reveal their own AI use is partly a litigation strategy. If studios are using AI tools themselves, including possibly tools trained on the same kinds of data, their standing as aggrieved parties becomes more complicated. The Midjourney move also intersects with the Young Washington film story, which opened this week, having used AI in 100 visual effects shots. That's a number the production disclosed voluntarily, which is itself notable given the ongoing industry debates about AI disclosure requirements.